A system of smart metering is being put in place across Johannesburg suburbs. This is to encourage households and businesses to use electricity wisely, particularly during peak times. It also part of the city's decision to introduce load limiting to ensure that load shedding is cut to the minimum. The rapid urbanization and development of Joburg means that demand is high and city power is under constraint to deliver electricity. To remain on top of the challenges, the utility has refurbished and built 33 substations over the past year, stretching from Midrand in the north to Pennyville, Indonesia in the south. We discussed the issues surrounding smart meters this evening with the City of Johannesburg's DA caucus leader, Vasco da Gama. Vasco, good evening to you and welcome to the program.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Vasco, as a resident, can you refuse to allow the installation of new smart electricity meters?
Yes, you can. It's obviously your choice. You can insist on a meter that does not have the gadgets to call it smart, because obviously there is a difference between a prepaid meter and a smart meter. A smart meter, you know, they can control from the call center or from city power. In other words, they could switch off your electricity if they need to in that way. But with a prepaid meter, it's the normal meter that you normally go and buy units from Spar or any other vendor, and then obviously your lights would be on.
Yes. So you have the option. What happens when a resident refuses to allow entry onto their property to workers who want to install the meter? Will the electricity supply be cut off immediately, for example?
No. Look, they've got to inform the residents when they're coming to obviously switch on to change the meter and have an agreement in that way. They cannot just, you know, force their way into your property and obviously come and fit the meter. There's got to be prior agreement.
Yes, so there's got to be an arrangement. We also know of residents who are already on the prepaid system and have already purchased coupons in advance. What happens in cases such as these?
You're talking about purchased a coupon on a smart meter?
No, on the old system.
On the old system. Obviously, they've got to install the same number of electricity that was on the meter itself.
Yes, so that is how to go about that. It seems that residents who have moved to the new smart electricity meters seem to be receiving higher bills than the previous averages. Have you been able to gauge anything in this regard?
Yes, the DA in itself had a problem with the smart meter simply because after the installation, a lot of people have been complaining that their bills are higher, they cannot cope with it, you know, and some have insisted that the city actually takes it out. And you would see that they started with these in the suburbs. They wanted to install them in an area called Klipfontein in the north, next to Ivory Park. And the residents completely refused. Now, we've insisted that the city, in fact, shows us the test that they've done in certain area. In other words, they must take a sample area to show us exactly what the differences are in the charges. And obviously, the city has not done that yet. And we insist that they do those tests before they even start putting in smart meters. Now, I don't want to tell residents not to accept the smart meters. But, you know, before any gadget is installed in your house, there must be some kind of surety that you are not going to be charged more than normal. In other words, if you buy 100 units or you use 100 units per day, that it's still going to be like that, and not that you find that you're using 150 units instead of 100 units.
Yeah, so that is, seems to be the disturbing trend. Where can listeners get help or experience problems with their new smart meters?
Well, they can call some of our counselors to obviously ask the city to start looking into it. It's a pity I don't have. If you have told me before, I would have brought with Councillor Victor Penning's cell number. He is the guy who serves on finance, and obviously they deal with some of these issues. I can supply the number afterwards.
Yes, for sure, and then we could take it, we could convey that to the listeners. Any final words from your side, Vasco?
I just want to encourage the residents out there. I know that there is issues with bullying and a whole lot of other issues related to the bullying within the city. Some residents have bills that have not been paid for, let's say, 21 years, and obviously there's a new system in place right now where you've got prescribed debt. In other words, the city cannot charge you for more than 3 years. They should have done something in a three-month period, in the sense that they would either have cut you off or something like that, or they would have asked you, if you are unemployed, to make arrangements, go and make an affidavit. I am unemployed. I can't pay. So residents should be able to make some kind of arrangement with the city that, look, while I'm unemployed, you know, this is what I can afford, or I can't afford anything, you know, and obviously they will put you on a program until you are ready to pay that. We find that the city, for a very long time, especially in areas like the Langer, Langer South, including Annadale and Eldorado Park, has these huge bills where people owe close to about 4,000, some 74,000, quite a lot of money. And they brought those bills back right now. So there's a lot of complaints where the city of Johannesburg actually cut residents instead of actually negotiating with the residents on these bills and looking at the prescribed debt, fix the bills, make sure that the residents have the prescribed 3 years on there and make arrangements on that. Instead of doing that, they are willy-nilly cutting off water and electricity to residents. And what do we want to encourage residents to phone us? My number is 082-957-8581. I will provide Councillor Victor Penning's cell number so that residents can get in contact with us so that we can assist wherever we can.
Okay, we appreciate the gesture from your side, Vasco. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thanks a lot, and good night.
Good night to you also. Yes, so there you have it with regards to the smart meters. You are allowed to refuse the installation. You don't have to let people onto your property without your permission. And if you don't want to go to that system, it's your prerogative.